morning.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Alan Entine's brother, sister-in-law? Janet. And we are now ready for the Christina Lu Show, which really is the high point of everybody's week. And I know there was some confusion with getting out the documentation.
I know, but I figured it out. My craftiness, I was cutting and pasting.
What happened?
We had no printer.
Okay.
Which is like major panic for me because I'm a printer queen. And so usually I print out all the material and then I scan it to you guys. So since I couldn't print anything, I had to copy and paste and format, and that's how I got to the information.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what I did, which makes no difference, I printed this piece, but I didn't realize it was the second piece. But that's fine because this is your show anyway.
That's right.
And this weather is amazing.
It is.
We have gone from...
From winter to summer.
Next week's going to be cool.
Oh, is it going to be? I mean, this week was...
It looks springy.
Yeah.
We're here in spring, but this week was... this was an ice cream week. I mean, it's
it
like,
was.
Get
and
out
I certainly,
the ice cream.
I certainly did.
Who likes Baskin-Robbins?
I do.
Do you?
Yes.
31 flavors.
Really?
Yeah, 31 flavors.
31 flavors of Baskin-Robbins.
Janet, there's 31 flavors in Baskin-Robbins ice cream.
I love ice cream.
Do you? It's also 31 days since Christina's birthday.
Oh,
that's it.
I haven't been here in a while.
It's been a busy morning for Janet.
Wow, I know, 31. Yep. I know, birthday month did come to an end, but it's okay.
It's over. Okay. I think we're going to stop talking about it.
It's okay.
We'll pass 2 years.
That's right.
Oh, and the anniversary. Tomorrow is the wedding anniversary,
yes,
too.
Tomorrow's 5-year wedding anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
That one.
Plans?
We're actually going to where we got married, at Crescent Beach Club.
Crescent, yeah.
Because we love actually having our anniversary on Cinco de Mayo because it's just a fun anniversary. So we're going to Ocean, which is the restaurant at Crescent Beach Club.
Oh, okay.
They're doing a Cinco de Mayo thing. So we'll be at the place we got married, and we're going with a couple of our friends. So it'll be a nice time.
Very, very nice.
Yeah. That's right. So actually, it's still kind of celebrating. So it's
tagging. No, it's a whole new category.
It's tagging on to birthday month, but yeah. So
now I see your Pioneer is out.
Yes, so this is very exciting because this is my other baby in addition to the radio show. It should be hitting homes next week, we're hoping. So if you do not receive it, please call 311 and let me know, and I'll make sure you're on the mailing list. And if not, I'll add you to the mailing list because now. We recently, you know, it's very hard. The list is, you know, 6 year over, and clearly people turn 60, you know, every day. So it's very hard to keep updating it. So every year we try and update it because now we're up to almost 44,000 households.
Really?
That it goes to? Yeah.
Wow.
So it's very exciting. And I really, really, there's something about this issue that's extra special. We have the Older Americans Month is May also.
Okay.
And this year's theme is Engage at Every Age. And it's really about just staying active, physical, mentally, and emotionally. So we have a little blurb about that. We also have, we wanted to focus on our partners and the amazing work that Project Independence does. Because, you know, you could hear the services and stuff, but I thought it was important to actually hear stories from people that have been impacted by the program. So we have, you know, a bunch of those, you know, people that dealt with our social workers and nurses. We have about the Help at Home program that Councilwoman Russell actually had mentioned earlier, which is an amazing program. I love having them on the show, especially. You know, we've had them on a bunch of times, and they always bring one of the workers with them for the TRI Help at Home program. And it's just such a great program because it really benefits both sides. Because here you are, the workers are in this job training program to get jobs, you know, so it's beneficial to them, and they have a relationship with the seniors. So it's really just an amazing program. And I think what we always say on this show, which actually stood true today as well, was, you know, there's people in this community that are just so invested in their job, you know, and we saw that with Avila, was her name?
Angie Avila
was her last name. You know, how invested she really was. And, you know, when you just heard her story and then you hear Councilwoman Russell, how she got involved, you know, you hear people and they're coming from a place, it's not just a job, you know, which I think is beautiful. And that's certainly the case with the Help at Home program. And just to let people know, this program, it does light jobs around the house. So it could be gutter cleaning, floor care, changing a light bulb, light yard work. Window cleaning on the first floor, moving heavy objects is certainly a popular one. So it's little things around the house that a lot of us can, you know, take for granted. But, you know, the fact is, if you can't reach your smoke detector or your lights up there, we don't want people staying on ladders.
Right, right.
Obviously. And that's helping you live in your home, you know, to have these little things. It's a completely free program, which is wonderful. It's, you know, closely monitored by us as well. So I recommend everyone to use it because I love getting the surveys back because I monitor that program. And, you know, just reading the surveys about how, you know, it really impacted someone's life is amazing.
How about tipping? Can you tip them?
Yes. Yeah, of course. I believe you can. I'm not totally positive they're allowed to take it. But I think, you know, that's something you could talk to with them. I would assume that if you're able to, you know, to do so. And then Rebuilding Together is an income-driven program, but they certainly work with you, too. And this is for larger jobs at home. Rebuilding Together Long Island, it's a nationwide organization, but this chapter is for home repairs and improvements for certain needy individuals. And what they do is a lot of times we'll get ramp requests, grab bars, you know, and then more intensive repairs around the home because it's a volunteer organization. A lot of the people who volunteer had previous jobs as contractors or whatever it might be, so they're skilled in this. And the stories we have about them, we have a little blurb about people who just it really changed their life or their parents' life. You know, one of the people, and this was actually from a survey we received, the mother had dementia and, you know, she couldn't even negotiate getting out of the house, you know, with the steps. So this getting the ramp put in literally made her able to go outside. You know, okay, so something okay. When you hear something like that, you know, you just realize how absolutely incredible. We also have a blurb about from our mobility manager, Sherry, who gives us some tips about what occurred this crazy winter because Sherry was working overtime with cancellations and trying to get people to, you know, because a lot of people that use our we have a transportation program that is free food shopping on 2 days a week for what area you're in. And then there's discounted medical transportation. And a lot of people who use the discounted medical transportation use it on a regular basis. You know, they might be getting dialysis or, you know, something that, you know, it's really time sensitive. So Sherry really was working overtime. So we have a little story about that. We have a tribute to Jerry Parrotsman, who unfortunately we lost this year, that was very involved with our program. So we have a little tribute to him and just upcoming events and, of course, a little blurb about our radio show because I always make sure to throw that in the Pioneer. And we're just telling you about, you know, being a co-host and staying active. So it's really an amazing issue, and I think it's just a great thing for people to see.
It's always wonderful.
It is. It's just, you know, it's informative, and I like the idea that you could, you know, hold on to this and kind of learn a little bit more about, you know, just seeing a flyer of something, actually getting the guts behind it. So that hopefully will hit homes next week for everyone.
Cool.
And then tomorrow is the big spring festival event for North Hempstead. That is at Clark Botanic Garden. It's a great event. There's going to be all different things. It's from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. There's going to be fairies on stilts.
Oh, that's
which is
the one.
Always, which is from the National Circus Project, which I know is always amusing. There'll be a craft tent, exotic reptile show, live musical performances, and then Mad Science will have different activities for kids to do, too. So it's really a great event for the entire family.
Is it free?
It is free.
Okay.
And there's parking at Clark Garden, too, you know, Botanic Garden, which is a beautiful facility as well. And I believe you could park along the street too.
You can park around the street. Exactly.
But what's really nice about this is it should be a beautiful day tomorrow. I'm looking at it, looks like it should be nice. And I think it's just great to bring out the whole family and enjoy. Clark Botanic Garden is a beautiful facility. So I recommend everyone just checking that out as well. And also tomorrow you could hit up the free rabies clinic for your pet. Which is great. It's usually about $50, these vaccinations. So this event, actually, it would be free to get your pet vaccinated, which is certainly important. You could bring your dog and cats, and they were added last year. It was ferrets. So it's dog, cats, and ferrets. I didn't know a lot of people got ferrets, and apparently it's a hot pet in North Hempstead. But that will be at
thank God.
I know John was stressing out for his pet ferret. The North Hempstead Animal Shelter is located at 75 Merino Avenue in Port Washington. So you can call 311 for more information about that as well.
Do you Do you have to make a reservation?
Yes, yeah. Yes. So you okay. can make a reservation. I mean, I know that sometimes they take people regardless, but you're always better off making a reservation okay. for these things. And then the following week, Friday, May 11th and Saturday, May 12th, Mother's Day is approaching
okay,
us.
Okay, right.
And Clark Botanic Garden has an annual plant sale they do over mm-hmm. there, which is a wonderful thing. It's a great gift.
I didn't know
well.
That. I really yeah. didn't.
Oh, they've had it for
yeah, so
years.
That'll
really?
Be, it's yeah. Friday, May 11th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturday, May 12th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. The sale will feature annuals, perennials, herbs, shrubs, hanging
normally
baskets,
priced stuff?
And vegetables. Yeah. Well, and what's nice, it raises money for the Fannie Dwight Clark Memorial Garden.
Oh, okay.
So,
that's
so
cool.
It's right.
Okay.
So it's going to okay. a good cause.
It's very reasonable.
Good. That's why I was curious.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. So you can call. And I like that it's Friday on Saturday. So if you're a last minute shopper, you need to get something for your mother, your grandmother, your wife, your child, whatever it might be. Go to Clark Botanic Garden, and you can call 311 for more information on that as well. And it's really, North Hempstead is every weekend, we're keeping you busy, because the weekend after that will be Asian American Fest, which is always an amazing, amazing event. I love going. I personally love the little booths that sell things, because you can get very pretty scarves and all kinds of great things. And this one is going to be Saturday, May 19th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and this is over at the beach, North Hempstead okay. Beach Park. And there'll be all different things there. There'll be dance, arts and crafts, shopping and culinary delights from China, India, Japan, Korea, and Pakistan. There is a parking fee for the beach. It's $7 for a credit card or $10 cash, which I'll just never get used to saying.
Wow.
It just keeps making me laugh, you know, that, you know, the credit card is less, but it is. That is, you heard it here first. So I recommend definitely checking that out, because it's really, there's so much going on there, and it's a great thing to go to. So that is Saturday, May 19th from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And then the following weekend after that, I'm going to get in before our commercial break, Memorial Day fireworks will be at the beach. So that is May 26th. It begins at 6:30 p.m., the program. They do a little commemoration, and there'll be different special guests. And the fireworks, I think, you know, they start at dark.
Right.
But there'll be a DJ performance there.
I haven't been there in recent years, but it's really
I used to go
tremendous.
All the time yeah. in high school. It was like we would go every year. And the town, which is great to know, will offer free parking for veterans and active military duty for that event. So you can get a parking pass, call 311, and you'll get a veteran. I know. I think you can actually get it from our building, too, at Clinton G. Martin Park. But
okay.
Free for vets.
Terrific. Perfectly. Time for our next break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.